Joining me today is Cole Diggins, and he's coming to us from the University of Missouri, where he's majoring in soil resource management. He's a former chapter president with Bronaugh High School in Bronaugh, Missouri. I'm probably saying that wrong, and had a beef production SAE. Cole, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Mr. Breckwald. It's a pleasure to be here.
Really looking forward to the conversation and finding out about everything that you've been doing. I wonder if I might be able to start off by just asking you a little bit about you personally so everybody out there listening can kind of get to know you a little bit.
All right. I'm 20 years old and, as you said, currently studying at the University of Missouri. I grew up in a southwest rural community in southwest Missouri where I lived on a cattle farm. Going up through high school, FFA was always there to give me that conduit to learn and to be able to speak and to be a part of something bigger, I guess you could say.
What year of college are you in?
I'm a junior right now.
Okay. So when did you first join the FFA?
So I first joined the FFA, I would have been in eighth grade. So it was 2011, I believe, would have been the year I joined.
Well, what made you want to join? What was it about the organization that brought you into it?
You know, at first it was kind of family ties. You know, my father had always grown up in FFA, and that was something that he really loved about high school. And it was really the biggest club at my high school. At one time when I joined, I think there was only in our high school maybe two or three kids that weren't in the FFA. It was a very large part of our high school, and it continued to be up until and since my graduation. It's kind of that part of the community, you know. It's been something that is a part of everybody's life in our community. Whenever we go out and we sell our fruit, or we have local, like a local potluck, and we do things like that that really make it the centerpiece of the community and the community values. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just it's a big part of our community, and it's something that everybody really feels great about, the FFA there.
Okay. What led you to becoming an officer? Why did you want to be a leader within that leadership organization?
It was just something that, you know, whenever I first joined the FFA, I wasn't necessarily a very outspoken child. I didn't really get into the communication that well. And whenever I was in FFA, my advisor, he pushed me to do the creed speaking. Mm-hmm. And after that, and doing that and competing against people in that creed speaking competition, I learned a great deal about communication and how to carry yourself and confidence when speaking and things like that. And after doing that, it kind of transformed from that role of speaking into that role of leadership. I was involved in the ag sales, LDE. That was a further conduit for that kind of grooming toward a leadership position. Mm-hmm. And after that, it just kind of fell into place. You know, after doing that and learning how to do these different things and being involved in it, it really drew me to want to do that leadership position for, you know, to make something that has been great for me to make it great as well, to give back to it.
Yeah, that's great. Great answer. Okay, so here you are. You're a junior in college, then on to graduate school, and you're majoring in soil resource management. So I'm curious as to how you selected your major. You come from this cattle background. How does soil resource management fit into what you want to do?
While I come from this cattle background, I've also been very interested in science. Whenever I was in FFA, I actually competed in the agri-science competition. And my freshman year, I actually won nationals at that. And agri-science has just always been something that really intrigued me. And then that turned into science. And I actually started out here at the University of Missouri as a biochemistry major. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed it. It was a great time, but it was, you were always inside. You weren't really doing anything. And I realized I wanted to do something that was more, you know, outdoor based. Mm-hmm. And after talking to a couple of my advisors, I decided that I wanted to be a soil resource management major because it deals in all of those chemical reactions and just practical knowledge of what you need to do for your soil to, you know, to better produce for your own crops and your grasses, and so that you can better help your industry be better. Mm-hmm. You know, talking about soil fertility and doing some other things like that. That's something that I've really been drawn to because it's a practical application that you can help a large majority of people. And you can do it by talking to them face to face and saying, "Hey, here's your issues. you've got, you know, maybe too much erosion, you need to start using cover crops, or you need to do some conservation tillage, something along those lines. And that's something that's really drawn me into the soils.
Gotcha. Now, you want to go to graduate school for a master's or for a PhD?
Right now, I'm really gunning for the PhD. I've always wanted to do something educationally as far as like trying to go for the highest I can get. And it's just something I really want to do.
You must have been the easiest student for your FFA advisor in high school with all these interests. You've got a ton of energy, a ton of passion, and then all this interest in research. It must have been just easy for them when it came to you.
I really appreciate that. But that said, I would just like to say that, you know, it's not really that it was easy for me to do it, but it was my advisor pushing me to do these things that kind of made me this way. You know, I wouldn't have really done creed speaking. I wasn't that big of a speaker, you know, until he kind of pushed me to do that. Mm-hmm. And he pushed me to help me go to my first national FFA convention. And since that, I never really looked back. And I've always tried to push forward and really try to communicate and do the right thing. And you know, so I would say it's more because of my advisor that I am easy to work with, as opposed to it being easy for my advisor.
Well, that's a great way to put it. And I really appreciate you pointing that out, because I think the FFA advisors, they do a lot to form these young adults into really productive post-high school graduates, just like yourself.
Yeah, they really do, across the board, to all FFA advisors. And on behalf of all FFA members, I'd have to say thank you, because without that kind of a push for all these different students, including myself, it's a lot harder to really just say, I want to do this.
Yeah.
When you're being, as I like to say, voluntold to do something, it's a lot easier to do it.
I like that. Voluntold. All right. Well, who is that FFA advisor for you, Cole?
That was Travis Waite. Grew up in my hometown. He went to college and did all that. And then he's come back home and he teaches at Vernon High School right now.
So. Awesome. Well, thank you for acknowledging him and all the kind words about FFA advisors in general. I think it really needs to be said more and more, so I really appreciate you doing that. Okay, well, let's talk about your SAE project. So what did that look like during high school?
So in high school, my SAE project, it started off from, you know, my cattle that I had, and I just kind of grew that through a rotational grazing operation. Back and then fed back grounders and sold them at the local sale barns. But I retained all of my heifers and then sold my steers. Got very lucky with some very good genetics, as far as some of the heifers I bought were from the Show Me Select sale, which is a local thing done here in Missouri, mm-hmm. up in the northern part of Missouri. And they had some very good genetics on some heifers I got. And just after that, it's been very much for me about maintaining my genetics and making sure that I'm getting the most for my money. And if it's anything, my SAE taught me about investments. And you might have to spend a couple $100 more, but you're getting that money back over long term in higher returns.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, this all led you to a state proficiency award there in Missouri, and then a national proficiency finalist appearance in 2017 at the national convention. What set you apart? What was it about your SAE, you think, that got you to that level?
I think it was just that it was something that I put a lot of time into. You know, I was always spending a lot of time with working with them and making sure that everything was right and feeding and doing things like that. But above all else, I think it was that I was very driven to make sure it succeeded. Mm-hmm. It was something where, and I think that could be said about a lot of things in FFA and otherwise for anybody. If it's something that you want to succeed, and you might not necessarily have the means to do it at the moment, but you can always kind of try to get it to where you can make it work. Mm-hmm. And for me, I was very fortunate, and I was able to take what I had and really expand and grow that. And in doing so, I learned so much by doing it about vaccination and overall general just care and rotational grazing. And it built, above all things, a work ethic in me to make sure that I was doing things as efficiently and as well as I could.
Yeah, very cool, Cole. You've done so much, and you've got some really awesome goals for other students out there who are just getting started in FFA. If they'd like to achieve officer positions or proficiency awards or go on to graduate school and really get into that, what advice would you have for them?
I would say that if they really set their mind to it and you go out there, just go out, and if you want it, do whatever you can to get it. You know, if you're short on money, do what you can to fill out scholarships. Mm-hmm. I filled out a ton of scholarships whenever I was in high school. And it's one of those things where if you want it, then take it. Go out there and get it. And just make sure that you've got that drive. And I think that if it's anything about members in FFA, it's that I feel all of us are very driven. If we have an end goal in mind, we can achieve it, because not only do we have this great work ethic that's been built into us because of our FAE projects and FFA, it's also that we have this great community that surrounds us as a club and as a community as a whole, mm-hmm. where because of FFA, just make sure that you are, you know, you can use those to really help yourself and to help all those around you get to where you want to be. Don't be afraid to lean on your friends, because you can help them out as well. And you can bring everybody to where they want to be.
Very good. Very good advice. Cole, this has been great. Really enjoy your passion for agriculture and hearing about everything you've been doing. Best of luck to you in the future, and thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me on the program. I think it's great what you're doing for agriculture and FFA.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.